Good afternoon. And I'd like to welcome you to the second session of Thinking with Farocki, the second part of four sessions. For those who've joined us, my name is Michael Bauter, and I've been asked to moderate the sessions. For the last 17 years, I worked for Haroon as a researcher, which is why I'm involved here. Perhaps some practical information for those of you who weren't here for the first session this morning. The conference is divided up into four sessions, each with four presentations. And the speakers will appear in alphabetical order based on the first letter of their surname. We're in the section C to F with an excursion to the end of the alphabet with Klaus Fuborg. There's interpretation into German and English, and all the presentations will be in either German or English. So if you do need interpretation, if you go down the stairs to the cloakroom, you'll find the headsets to listen to the simultaneous interpretation. Two further points. In contrast to conventional conference formats, on the first day, before and after the presentations, we won't be having a Q&A or a debate with the speakers. If you feel the need to talk to us or put questions, then most of us will be available in the breaks for that. Now, a very brief introduction to the four upcoming speakers. And I'll just be focusing here on the connections of each of them to Haroon. If you want to know more about them, you'll find more details in the program brochure. We'll be starting with a presentation from Philippa César, who's an artist and filmmaker, originally from Portugal. Philippa César told me that she met Haroon in 2002. Oh, no, I can't read my own handwriting. Oh, yes, in Tel Aviv, that's where she met him. She, by the way, is from Portugal and now lives in Berlin. She met him at a festival entitled Video Zone in 2007. Philippa César and Haroon Farocki organized a workshop together in Lisbon. The presentation will have film experts and will be called The Trouble with Palms, in both senses of the term, as a matter of fact. Then we'll be hearing from Dietrich Dietrichsen, who's a cultural studies expert, a writer and a journalist. In Textus Circunstitu, written obituary of Farocki, and he met Farocki in the early 80s for the first time in Hamburg during the shoot for Strabenhuyer's Klassenverhältnisse. And Dietrich, by the way, is somebody I got to know via Haroon. In 2001 or 2002, I think it was, we had a discussion for Jungle World about a Paul Verhoeven film with Stefan Pedke inter alia, and a few others. I believe that's where I met Dietrich Dietrichsen. And Dietrichsen's text addresses Haroon as a writer, foreign film critic, continuities, considerations on Haroon Farocki's contributions to journals. And then we have an excursion to the end of the alphabet, Klaus Biboni, and he's a writer and a filmmaker, also an actor from Hamburg. He's known Haroon since 1970 or so, from various different film events in Hamburg and Berlin. And for 44 years, he was in ongoing exchange with him on issues relating to the theory of editing, the theory of the cut. Klaus Vibuani has just published two books on these issues, Elementary Cut Theory and in the feature film, and Principles of a Topology of the Narrative. And they'll be hearing from Anselm Frank, who also co-curated the exhibition and is active at the House of Royal Cultures. He met Harun in 1999, working with the Kunstwerke in Berlin at that juncture. Katrin David curated an exhibition at the Kunstwerke in 1999, and in that exhibition, Harun presented his installation, I Thought I Was Seeing Convicts. Some of you may be familiar with this as a single channel film, Prison Images. So, those were my comments, and I'm very much looking forward to hearing what you all have to say. I'm looking forward to hearing from Philippa Cizard, to please come up now and make your presentation to us. Thank you.